it's only 2 p.m. But I wanted to take a nap. And then I couldn't really sleep, but I'm kind of tired. So I thought I'd actually do this week's questionnaire and record it. Okay. First question is by Alice Rabbit Whisper. When you were a kid, what did you think the future would be? And that is not the first question. The first question is, what food, also by Alice Rabbit Whisper, what food experiment have you come up with that you ended up liking? For example, did you mix two foods together that wouldn't normally go together, but it ended up being yummy? I remember I used to only eat French fries with ketchup, and then I saw some people put mustard on it, so I tried that, and it tastes really good. And then to take it a step further, I added mayo to ketchup and mustard, and then I swirled it and I mixed it. And then I ate it with a piece of French fry, and it was delicious. I also eat French fries with ranch dressing. That's delicious too. I really want French fries now. Okay, second question by Alice Rabbit Whisper as well. When you were a kid, what did you think the future would be like? When I was a kid, I think even now, I mainly live in the past, and it's a little bit of the present. I rarely focus on the future, which I think is kind of a bad habit, because it doesn't allow room for me to plan ahead. And most of the times, I'm just like, oh, I'll just wing it, and everything will be alright. But I never really imagined, but on a more macro level, for this question, I never really had an idea or never really thought that technology would be so prevalent today. I don't think I answered the question correctly, but that's all I got. The third question is by Carlin. Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Such flattering words, Carlin. It hurt a little bit. I scraped both my knees. But I think they'll be okay. Oh, that reminds me of a story. When I was a kid, I used to like wearing high heels because I always saw my mom wearing them. So I wanted to wear my fancy high heels, my white fancy high heels to school. And meanwhile, it looked completely displaced when you see, like, my whole outfit. And then, oh, I remember I was wearing, like, this fall color orange and brown turtleneck sweater. Because I love turtleneck sweaters, and I still do. And a beige skirt. And for those of you who do not know what a skirt is, it's like a skirt, but on the inside, they're shorts, so it's not completely a skirt, nor is it completely shorts. It's a hybrid, hence the skirt name. But anyways, That was what I wore with my fancy white heels. And then, it was during recess, and my friends wanted to run off to the field a little bit to the left of the playground. And I started running, and I fell, and I scraped my knees. And then I remember going home, and my mom was like, "I told you so. You're gonna hurt yourself." And I didn't care, because I really liked wearing them. But I ended up scraping my knees. So, yeah. Third question. Fourth question by Carlin. If I said you had a perfect body, would you hold it against me? I wouldn't hold it against you, but I would hold it against you. Fifth question is asked by Ninth Glyph. Are you creeped out by Sphinx cats? They're basically hairless and look a bit like Dobby. I've seen them before. And no, I'm not quite freaked out by them. I remember I had a roommate who met my boyfriend, but she was like, "I can imagine you," and she knows I'm like a huge cat lover. And she, one time, she told me that she can imagine me with one of the hairless cats. And I assumed she was referring to Sphinx cats. And then and I asked her why. And she's like, "Because they're weird, and so are you." And I'm just like, okay, thanks for that, I guess. The next question is also asked by Ninth Glyph. Do you keep an emergency bag at home that you can grab in case of real disasters? If so, what's in it? I do not. I live in New Jersey. There aren't much disasters. One time we had the aftershock of an earthquake. That was about the most major disaster. Oh no, I lied. There was an actual earthquake in the upper north region of the state. It was like a 2.7 magnitude. But we didn't feel it. I didn't feel it down where I live, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But to answer the question, no, I don't. I feel like I should, but I don't know. Not necessary. Next question is by Ice Cold Widow. Do you love yourself? In no way synonymous with constantly liking yourself. I think now I'm more than content with who I am and what I look like. Back in high school, I wasn't bullied or anything, but I knew that there were a lot of girls who were prettier than me, and I kinda looked down on myself, and I didn't really like the way I looked. And I always tried to be like one of them. I don't know. It was stupid thinking back at it now. Yeah, but now I don't really care about other people. Or, that makes me sound heartless, but, I don't compare myself to other people as much as I used to. the next question is by, is also by a widow, which I cannot read because my eyes are closed and I don't want to open them. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.